You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Furious Artists with Francis and Liam. So you can go to the opening for more than just the snacks.
The AGI Open is coming up later this month at Aotea Centre, showcasing talks from over 30 global design leaders from Alliance Graphique Internationale. This is the second time in 25 years that AGI, a major collective of influential graphic designers from around the world, have come to the Southern Hemisphere, and their first time in Aotearoa. Taking place from the 18th to 19th of September, these talks will not be worth missing. I had a chat with organiser Dean Poole about the designers trekking down to Tamaki Makaurau and the event as a whole.
My name's Dean Poole. I'm creative director of Alt Group, which is a multidisciplinary studio that was set up about 25 years ago here in Tamaki Makaurau.
So what is the AGI Open event that's going to be happening in a few weeks here in Tamaki Makaurau?
Well, AGI stands for Alliance Graphique Internationale, and it's a group of designers that set up sort of post-war in 1952, and really was the birth of design or commercial art and design post-war as a way of sharing ideas across cultures and borders. And as the organisation has grown over the years, it's opened up in lots of different countries. And we pick a different city to gather in every year. And that's called AGI Open, and that's where we share kind of design ideas and the discipline with the local community. So this is only the second time in our history that AGI has come to the Southern Hemisphere. I think in the 90s they went to Melbourne, so it's kind of, it's a rare moment. We're pitching it as a sort of once in a generation event where we get to hear from, you know, design icons and legends from around the world. Yeah, it's kind of, people would call it like the World Cup of Design. It's probably a simpler way of saying it.
Mm. And I mean, you are bringing people from around the world to Auckland for this event. Can you list off some of the people that will be doing talks?
Yeah, they're amazing. See, we've got 36 different speakers from 16 different countries. Some of them are household names in their own towns. We have Paula Scheer from New York. She is probably one of the most influential designers of our time. You will know her from the Netflix series Abstract. And if anyone tuned into Kim Hill, she interviewed her on Saturday. So she really has changed the face of New York. Designed everything from MoMA to the Met to the High Line to the New York Ballet to Tiffany's, but also she's an incredible art practitioner with her own practice of painting maps. We have kind of Ken Yahara as the most important sort of Japanese design aesthete and philosopher, who was the art director of Muji for the last 16 years. Really great kind of mind. To have him present here is just a real honour. We have Lisa Enabas, who really changed the way that motion design is done as a kind of discipline. She's from Studio Dunbar. We have Brian Collins, who's like an American designer who, you know, people will know because you live with the stuff every day. If you use Spotify, he designed the brand for Spotify. If you use Twitch, he did Twitch. If you read on Medium, he did Medium. He's the real kind of champion. We have An Sang Su, who was sort of seen as the godfather of modern Korean type design, sort of digitized Hangul, the writing system for Korea. We have Eddie Opara, who's a multidisciplinary designer from Pentagram, partner of Pentagram. Paul Bowdens. If anyone's into fashion, he sort of invented the sort of Belgium Six, like Walter Van Beurendonk and others, and Yoji Yamamoto, and went on to work with Japanese designers. So there's a real mix. Yaling Yu from Singapore, Arena Perrier, who's sort of like changed web design, and Stanley Wong from China, who is famous for creating sort of identity around red, white and blue, and sort of Hong Kong as a kind of place and a visual culture. So there's a lot of people to squeeze into 2 full days at Aotea Centre.
The fact that this is taking place in Auckland sheds a bit of a light on what design is like here in Aotearoa. Do you think that there will be kind of like some chatting about what's going on here in New Zealand for the design world?
Oh, yes, for sure. I think design here is really developed. We've got a very strong Indigenous culture that is expressing itself in a very contemporary way, and it's very distinctive. And not that Aotearoa New Zealand's seen as a country, the first country you think of when you think of contemporary design, but someone from New York came here recently and said, oh, this feels like New York in the kind of 80s. Like there's a real real optimism and it feels kind of new. This feels like something's happening in this part of the world. So hence, that's why they wanted to come here. And when you think about design, we live with it every day, but the way that I like to explain it to people is design is like an accent. The further you travel from home, the more distinctive you are. So having them share and see New Zealand design here at the same time is an exchange between different peoples from different places.
Is there anything outside of just the artist talks that will be taking place over the weekend? Any exhibitions or anything like that?
Yes, there is. We have a exhibition that will open up at Object Space, which is called Kōrero, which we've all the designers have responded to two words in their language, so that will be sort of presented as an installation of abstracted conversation of coming together, and then we take them on their own sort of tour and really engage with the best that we have. So we share with them talks on tāmoko artists, Michael Parakowhai. We go to Hotonui at Tamaki Pangahera and go through customary practice, and then celebrate under the bowl with Tongan kawa ceremony on the whongawhonga. So equally, there's going to be some opportunities for them to learn and about us, and us to learn about them.
As you said earlier, this is kind of like being branded as a real once-in-a-generation type event for New Zealand. Why do you think that it's so important for people to come to this, and why it's so special for Auckland?
I just think it's great to see practitioners that that have devoted their lifetime to this. Some of our members, are 83, like Kutsumi Asaba will be there, who art directed Isimiyaki and things like that, and to see that, I just learned so much from them as a group of people that you can actually devote your life. Design is a way of life. It's not a commercial activity. It's just a way of it's not about making a living. It's about how you live. And I think that's a lot of these are just individual practitioners that have shaped our visual culture. And equally, we have the same thing going on here. I think that's the biggest takeout, really.
Mm. So if anyone listening wants to head along or get involved, where can they go to learn more information?
Yeah, well, if you go to agi-open.com, that's where the full program is. It'll list out the day of events. There's a student price tickets at $199 and then professionals at $399. And it's going to be a pretty wild show. So go there and check out the program and see if there's something that you're interested in.
That was Dean Poole from Alt Group chatting about the AGI Open, a multifaceted event of talks from designers all around the world, once again, that is happening at Aotea Centre on the 18th and 19th of September.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.